the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
Good morning. My name is Rachel. I'm a member here. I also lead our young families ministry at the church. I'm also growing my own tomatoes, and this week I've eaten the first ones of the season. Very exciting. They were very good. Now, that's just a fun fact for you. Now, today we're starting our summer series called Living Faith, looking at what practical wisdom from the book of James is all about. And what we can learn, what he said to followers of Jesus about living out their faith. And that can include some stuff that hopefully we can learn and take away in our lives as well. So our verse today is focusing on what we've already read. This idea that we need to listen carefully to the Bible and we need to do what it says. So for a fun challenge, if you'd like to, you can tally up the number of times I say the word listen and the number of times I say the word do this morning, maybe on the back of your colouring sheet if you'd like to. I think there'll be quite a few of those. If you're listening carefully, you might be able to do it. And we start now. So the first idea we need to understand from James chapter 1 is listen. Can you point to your ears? And now, can you point to your mouth? How many ears do you have?
Two.
How many mouths do you have to speak with?
One.
Two ears, one mouth. That means listening is twice as important. Can I get an amen from the teachers? Thank you. Verse 19 says of James chapter 1, James says that followers of Jesus should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. I wonder, are you good at listening first before speaking? Or do your feelings always get in first and you speak, or you get angry first, then you have to backtrack and listen later, which isn't always easy? That already might be a challenge from God for some of us this morning. But I think James is not just talking about physical listening and hearing with our ears, but also of what we allow to influence our hearts and our lives. I wonder what you listen to, what you allow to influence you. Is it your parents, your teachers, the news that you read, gossip that you hear, influencers online, the words of your colleagues or friends, the people around you with a critical voice? Your own inner critic, the selfish inner ego of your heart? Which voices are loudest to you? James calls followers of Jesus to listen to God. And he talks about doing that through God's word. That's the Bible. James describes God's word in verse 18, just before the bit that we read. He calls God's word the word of truth. In verse 21, he describes it as the thing that can save you. Verse 25, as the perfect law that gives freedom. Listening to God's voice through his word is important because it's how we learn about God's rescue, his salvation through Jesus, and the freedom from sin and death that Jesus wins for us on the cross. You can listen to God in other ways too, but the Bible gives us this grounding point for our faith. What we know is real and true, showing us who God is, what he's done in the world, and what that means for us. I wonder what's the first voice you listen to in the morning. Not just that you actually hear, but that you give your attention to. Did you know that your brain is most sensitive first thing in the morning? It's most neuroplastic, if you enjoy a nerdy word. So that whatever you give your attention to first in the day and how that makes you feel sets the tone for how you will respond the rest of the day. I wonder, is that a voice on the radio, some waffle or stories? Is it a podcast? Is it your urgent to-do list for the day? Or is it God, the one who loves you before you've done anything in the day, who has rescued you and is calling you to live with the help of his Spirit in your life? Even if that first voice is a rampaging toddler who you can't ignore, or the wakey-wakey, it's time to get up, of someone reminding you that it is actually morning now and you've got stuff to do, can you remember the God who loves you first is with you by his Spirit, and he's there to help you as you go into the day, to care for those that he's put under your in your family or under your care, as you go to serve those people in your lives, in the world around you? When we listen to God first, we actually give ourselves more chance of being able to be slow to speak and slow to become angry, as James instructs us in verse 19 to 20. Because God's truth is full of love and freedom, grace and strength. And that's a great start for our days. So James says, be quick to listen. And the next bit is and. Now this is a very little word, but it's very important. This and is like a little bridge. Sometimes we can be listening to something over here, and then we do stuff generally over here. But the two things need to be connected to one another. Have you ever had this scenario happen to you? Someone says to you, put your wellies on. Has that ever happened? Somebody's told you to put your wellies on. Some of you have either got bad memories or you've got very boring lives. I'm just saying. It doesn't have to have happened in the last year. At some point, if someone said, put your wellies on. Now, put your hand up if when they said put your wellies on, you put your really nice new trainers on instead. Yes, yeah, sometimes we do that, don't we? The problem is, if you're going for a muddy walk around the fields, you really need to wear your wellies. But if the choice that you make doesn't match what someone's told you to do, then you end up with your nice new trainers getting really muddy. You'll probably get sad. Somebody's going to get stressed. And it's not going to be as fun. But just like that, James says, we've got to listen, and then our doing's got to match the listening. If somebody says, put your wellies on, and you put your wellies on, and then you go for a nice muddy walk, then you're ready to go splashing in all the puddles, enjoy all the mud, and have a great time together. That's like what James is saying. Sometimes we can end up doing things that are kind of good. Like putting some shoes on is probably good. But if they're not the right ones, if the things that we do are kind of good things, but they aren't necessarily the right godly things that God has called us specifically to do, then we're missing out. Or we end up doing something totally different, not at all what God wants, because we weren't listening in the first place. We decided to do something without thinking and without listening first. And then down the line, we realize we've actually strayed from the right path that God wants us to be on. I think our church friends and family can really help us with this. If we find it hard connecting our listening and our doing, good accountability, healthy spiritual practice and rhythms, challenging one another on why we're making choices to behave in particular ways, this and is like the bridge that connects our listening and our doing. So then James says we actually need to do stuff. Our faith cannot be listening alone. We have to trust and follow according to God's word with action. Verses 23-24 of James chapter 1 says, if we just listen to God and how he wants us to live, but we don't act on it, it's like we look in a mirror and then forget what we look like when we walk away. Do you remember what you look like without a mirror? Well done, if you can. Have you ever had to do that self-portrait activity in class, where you get a little mirror in front of you and then you have to sit there and draw yourself according to what you see? The action of drawing, not just looking, helps you to actually remember. James is saying that without this combination of listening and doing, our godly living is kind of only temporary because we forget what we look like. What he means is that we forget who God has called us to be, that we are loved, safe, and forgiven in Christ, called to follow him with the help of his Spirit. Listening and doing helps us remember that all we do flows from the security of knowing that we are being led by God, that what we do is in the power of the Holy Spirit who is at work in and through us. We don't just do God's work on our own, striving really hard to follow God's way. He directs our paths and he leads us in righteousness, his right way of living. I was thinking about what that might look like, and it made me think of this. You might have seen this image. It's from the World Cup. These are some Christian footballers who are seeking to follow God's way and represent him with their actions. And they did that at the end of a football game in the World Cup. They played their best on the pitch, and they also prayed together in front of thousands and millions of people who had been watching and who might have seen this photo since. They were reminding one another that no matter who won and who lost, they are God's children. Their identity is secure and their actions are for his glory alone and not their own. This action is an example of listening to God's word and seeking to put it into practice in their real everyday, which just happens to be the World Cup third place playoff. It's not all of our everyday scenarios. But I wonder if you have a real everyday situation where you need to put God's words into practice. So when we listen to God's word and we do what he says, what is the result? Verse 25 says, "But whoever looks intently into the perfect law, God's word, that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do." When we have a heart to not just listen, but obey God's words, then God's blessing comes into our lives. What does that look like? I think it looks like the Holy Spirit growing fruit in us, growing gifts in us. Our faith grows stronger. Our confidence in God grows because we are working with him and we get to participate and witness all that he is doing in the world. If we listen and then don't do, we miss out on some opportunity to be blessed by God in our faith and in our lives, to live in the strength that he offers by his Spirit. Our faith is somehow limited or temporary, not strong, when it's not translated from theoretical listening into practical reality. Jesus describes it like this, like a foolish man who builds his house on the sand. The house doesn't last when the storms come. When life is hard, when the house isn't built on the rock. But when we hear God's words and we put them into practice in our everyday, it is like a wise man who builds his house on the rock. It is strong and stable, a place that lasts, a place of safety and blessing when life gets hard. A person who listens to God and then does what God says is blessed and strong in faith, filled with the Holy Spirit. We can be those kinds of people who have that confidence to share the story of God in the world and to live the way that he calls us to as we do the listening and we also do the doing that he calls us to together. Let's pray.